Tonight, each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman in the wings. Sadly, these are the final days of Jeff Holtzman at TRN as he is moving on to another job. But the 5+ years he was with TRN, we certainly enjoyed our time. So congratulations. Tell the listeners what you're doing, because a lot of them got invested in you, Jeff.
Well, it's sort of a secret, for now, at least, publicly, but, I'll be sure to pass on all the details to your listeners, in the coming days. Just say I'm, sort of starting a new chapter, moving sort of behind the scenes and out of the spotlight, which will be nice. And, you know, I'll still be in the DC area, but looking forward to it very much.
So no truth to the rumor you're running for Congress then?
No, why does everybody keep telling me I should do that? I it's the least desirable job in my eyes, just seeing how these guys operate and what they have to do, and especially for freshmen, you know, it's tough for freshmen. I mean, yeah, the pay is nice and the perks can be good, but man, I mean, these guys are essentially salesmen just raising money all day, so
yeah.
I don't know, it's tough out there for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so let's move on to this. So White House spokesperson Jay Carney really got mopped up with a lot of questions about those Benghazi emails, and that came from Judicial Watch, of course, filing for the Freedom of Information Act, and that bounced out the other day. So what was the scoop there?
Well, the big email that Judicial Watch released was one from Ben Rhodes, who's the Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications. He said, or he emailed a bunch of communications officials at the White House just days after the Benghazi attack. He told them that he was prepping Susan Rice to go on TV, and he mentioned to them that he told Rice that he wanted her to underscore the fact that the protests that had been happening in North Africa and the Middle East at that time were a result of this anti-Islamic video that was produced by an American and was leaked online. And while it's true that there were protests happening in, you know, Cairo and other areas, in fact, even Libya, it was found later, of course, that the specific attack in Benghazi was carried out and orchestrated by an al-Qaeda offshoot. But, of course, at the time Susan Rice went on television, she was asked specifically about the Benghazi attack, and she said that it was because of the video. And so the email, Judicial Watch says, shows that the White House created talking points for Susan Rice to use to sort of protect President Obama and, you know, protect the administration from accusations that it was weak, you know, on national security. Now, what the White House said today, Jay Carney was asked about it. There's a long exchange between him and John Carl from ABC. It went over about 8 minutes. And Jay Carney defended Ben Rhodes. He said that, yes, the White House was involved, but only in prepping Susan Rice to talk about the protest in general, not necessarily the attack in Benghazi. He said that there were conversations about the attack in Benghazi, but the specific emails that Judicial Watch released were not necessarily an example of Rhodes coaching Rice to lie about the Benghazi attack, but it was more of an attempt from Rhodes to coach Rice about how to respond to questions about the protests in general. So that's what the White House is saying these days, but of course critics aren't buying it. A lot of folks on Twitter, a lot of Republican critics specifically, are saying that the White House is clearly lying, they're covering it up, and that, you know, they're caught in a lie on this one.
All right, so there's still more to come, I think, on this that'll probably fall out. No more to come on this as far as the Senate is concerned right now. The Senate didn't pass the minimum wage hike. Not necessarily a surprise. Did they think they had the votes?
I don't think they did. I mean, I think Harry Reid thought maybe there was an outside chance they could get a couple Republicans. They needed five. They only got one. Bob Corker from Tennessee voted to move forward on the legislation. Just keep in mind, this was not the final vote. This was just a procedural vote to move forward and debate the bill. But nonetheless, they did not get enough votes, so it remains unclear about the prospects of this legislation. Now, interestingly, right after the Senate vote, President Obama held a rally at the White House. It was already scheduled to happen, and he, you know, he obviously blamed Republicans for it, said that Senate Republicans are holding up, you know, the raising the minimum wage. But he did note that a couple of states have already acted on their own. In fact, just this morning, Hawaii voted to raise its minimum wage to $10.10 per hour. So so Hawaii joins states like Connecticut and Maryland that have already done so. And, you know, a lot of folks are saying sort of behind the scenes that while the president, you know, clearly is not going to get Congress to cooperate on this, Republicans and Democrats don't see eye to eye, what he's doing is sort of, you know, making it easier for states to go forward and do this one by one. So it's sort of an interesting approach that the president is taking, and one that might pay off in terms of those who want the minimum wage to be raised.
Yeah, I agree with you there, absolutely. All right, the big buzz in the backyard for people who didn't know who Donald Sterling was, I said this the other day, they now know his name as the owner of the Clippers, banned for life. And, boy, there's been a lot of fallout from this. It seems as though the owners, there's enough votes there for the owners to just boot him completely. And, you know, then the team could be up for sale. Oprah said she's interested. Floyd Mayweather Jr. interested. Magic Johnson interested. Oscar De La Hoya interested. Jeff, are you interested in the Clippers? It's crazy. So reaction
is I'm definitely interested. I just, maybe I should run for Congress and then, you know, somehow cozy up with some wealthy donors who can hook me up. But, no, it's going to be really interesting to see. I mean, it's obviously we've entered sort of a standoff with Sterling saying he's not going to sell, but the rest of the world saying that he needs to sell, and the NBA hatching a plan to force him to sell. But meanwhile, in Washington, pretty much everybody who's been asked about Sterling agrees with Adam Silver's move yesterday to essentially put the death penalty against Sterling. A couple of congressmen I talked to today were very supportive. Xavier Becerra, the top Democrat in the House, said he supported the move. Over at the White House, Jay Carney said that President Obama supports what Adam Silver did yesterday in taking action. So, you know, the Washington as a whole, across party lines, very supportive of Adam Silver's move. The one question I have is, you know, the Clippers, there was a rumor the other day, the Clippers were thinking about asking the NBA to all the players to become free agents this year in the event that Donald Sterling does not sell the team. Adam Silver said yesterday he would not support that. But if Donald Sterling doesn't sell the team or isn't forced to sell the team by this summer, that's going to be a really interesting situation where you have players who don't want to be there but who have contracts and who are going to be forced to honor those contracts. So, you know, obviously only time will tell. The Clippers are still in the playoffs. The season's not over. But that's, I think, going to be a huge storyline this summer to see what the players do if Donald Sterling, you know, if this process drags on and he's still the owner for a couple more months.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, at least for now. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye. So the NBA owners are going to have actually a discussion on this on Thursday. The Advisory Finance Committee, they're going to do a conference call. There's 10 different team owners that are part of that committee. Remember, here's the deal. After this call, and what the conversation will be about is how can they push Sterling out? How can they force him to sell the team? We've talked about this before, but just so you know, if you didn't hear it, it would require the support of 3/4 of the league's owners in that vote. Remember, Silver on Tuesday during his news conference where he announced the lifetime ban and the $2.5 million fine said that he was confident that he had the votes, which appears to be true given some of the statements that we've heard from some of the other teams. Pretty interesting, gotta say. Coming up, LAX, big fat shutdown, puts a screeching halt to air travel in the West anyway. Details and so much more on Odds and Ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
It's the planes in L.A. and the cops in Pennsylvania that people are talking about. Hey, hey, everybody. KD hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I bet you're getting ready for our cheap movie review coming up on our next show because Spider-Man. Everybody's going to be talking about Spider-Man. I like this new kid, Andrew Garfield, in the role of Spider-Man. Not that I didn't like Tobey Maguire in that role. He's great in it too, but I don't know. Maybe it's just a kid thing, a throwback to my childhood. I like Spider-Man. So any version they throw at me, I think I'm cool with it. Now the new Star Wars, J.J. Abrams, I like his stuff. Not so sure I'm going to like this new Star Wars. We'll see. They announced the cast just the other day. Speaking of casts and celebrities and all that kind of stuff, a lot of celebrities get photographed coming in and out of LAX. But not too many were photographed on Wednesday. Why? There were more angry faces than anything else because there was a computer outage that pretty much stopped a lot of departures at airports in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, and a lot of the other airports out west. A ground stop for that whole area. So it affected really Southern California and that tiny area of southeast Nevada and Arizona, Utah, that kind of stuff. So flights that were heading into LAX were held on the ground. Oh, that's not the worst, isn't it? You're going to LAX, everything's good, you're ready, you're ready to fly, and then you get the news. Nope, sorry, the planes have been grounded. It started with the fact that they weren't allowed to take off at the airport. And the reason is because the FAA put that, what they call that ground stop, on departures, and then they were taking arrivals. They were first being accepted anyway, and they weren't sure what was causing the problem, and they didn't, you know, nobody was saying anything, but there was this problem. I had actually a friend that was dealing with that, and LAX is the third busiest airport in our country, right? And so many planes, See, that's the thing. You could be getting on a plane in Kansas and say, well, I don't care what's happening in LAX, or I don't care what's happening in Dallas or Sacramento or wherever. But you do, because some of those planes are re-racked and they're going in your direction, and that's the plane that you're going to get on. So apparently it was a computer glitch. Every time I hear about these computer glitches, you know, in a way I just kind of take a breath, because what do we think would be the next leg of potential terroristic threat? And it would be to our computer systems. Anything you could do to ground or halt or cause havoc, I think, computer-wise. So LAX would be the perfect place for that. But it wasn't just LAX. It was a system all the way across in the West. And because of planes that connect and go through, that's why it became such a serious problem for so many people. They figured they're just not thinking that I don't understand. I'm not in Los Angeles. Why can't I get on this plane, or why isn't this plane here? So it really gunks up the system, frankly, because you have hours. 1 hour goes by, another hour goes by, another hour goes by, and it's a nightmare. So it was a crazy computer glitch. You know, we've seen this happen before, where it's affected other parts of the country, and sometimes it's something to do with the reservation systems or whatever through the particular airline. But that wasn't the case here. And you had people where you had at one point 30 flights that were grounded in L.A. And you had people, like I said, it wasn't about the celebrities. It was people who were just disgusted, who were laying all over LAX on any piece of carpet that they could find, because then you had the problem of the whole people backup deal. Ugh, the worst. And this to me is why I said it's so scary, because if I'm somebody who wants to do harm to somebody in the West, this is what I'm looking at. Ugh, the computers. And it really knocked them off for a while, and that's why they had that ground stop, and it took, in some cases, hours and hours for people to get back to a flight, to get back on any kind of a normal schedule. So the nightmare in Los Angeles is probably the best way to describe that. A nightmare of a different sort. As I said, in Pennsylvania, they're not talking about planes in Los Angeles and in the West. Instead, what the topic of conversation was, I mean, this is huge. I don't know how this kind of flew under the radar. It's something that we've actually talked about before, worrying about this whole thing with the warrants. You know, can I see a warrant, please? The Pennsylvania cops don't need a warrant to search people's vehicles anymore. Can you imagine what that could mean? So if they've got this is according to a state Supreme Court opinion, so it's the law, the high court's opinion that was released on Tuesday. Now they're starting to feel the rippling effects that this will probably bring, is a drastic change in citizens' rights and what their expectations are, and police power. Before, a citizen could say, you know, you could say, no, I want to search your car. No, show me a warrant. Let me see the warrant. Let me see the warrant signed by the judge before you do that. Now they don't have to do that. It was a 4-2 vote, too. And this all came because of an appeal for a car that was stopped in Philadelphia. That was the case. And this, I mean, that's huge news. And could this be something that happens in a couple of other states? So this is what I'm thinking of. Drugs, right? Pot. A cop smells pot in a car. He could still only search that car with the driver's consent, or if he saw the illegal drugs right there in sight. You know, someone's so stoned, they just leave them out. Or they just see them. They see them when they pull them over. Now, if it only takes reasonable, probable cause for an officer to go ahead with that search without a warrant, that's it. Reasonable, probable cause. So I think this is more than a slippery slope. Given what could happen in some of the situations where somebody is pulled over. Now, some police have reacted to this, and they say, well, wait a second, this helps the law enforcement across the board. It helps our police officers because they keep finding people that have illegal drugs. So how many people are driving around Philadelphia with illegal drugs and other parts of Pennsylvania? So the police are happy about this, but regular folks are not happy about this, right? So is this an encroachment of government power? Is that what we're seeing here? This is a protection we used to have and we had the expectation of it. You're driving around and you would have to have a warrant. Now, no. Now, reasonable cause, reasonable probable cause, and we can do it. And here's the case, just so you know, because you always have to know what set up this Supreme Court opinion. And there's a guy named Shem Gary who filed the Philly appeal. He was arguing that the cops didn't have probable cause to search his car back in January of 2010. Now, here's what happened. They found 2 pounds of marijuana stashed under the car's hood. Because there was no, you know, the defense attorney in this says the police needed good reason to pull over the car and conduct the search. So can they search every car they stop? Where does it go with probable cause, all of that? And here's what happened. When they pulled this guy over, the probable cause, they say, was the window tint that they thought was illegal. And then that's where they found the drugs. So ultimately, when they decided to search it. So a driver, I guess, can still refuse if an officer asks for consent to search a car, but the officer could search if they think they have probable cause to do it, if they do. So now it's not even about that. If they think they have it, and maybe this is a big problem, I didn't realize, more pullovers with drugs and either hidden somewhere, or they just assume it because of something that's going on, the reason they pulled them over. But I wonder if this is something we'll see in other states, and then you think of the clash of the possibility of marijuana use, like in Colorado, if it's legal, you get my drift. All right, coming up next, do you have cyberchondria? We'll find out next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Single thing when you think you have a symptom? Do you think you have cancer? Do you think you have kidney disease? Do you think you have diabetes or something else? I unfortunately know a lot of people who have this disease called cyberchondria, and now more people are familiar with that word of running and looking up everything they think they have. So I'm very excited to welcome to the show Dr. George Zagridis, who is not only a doctor but a psychologist, so he can really dig deep into this, about this growing problem with the internet and medicine and thinking you can diagnose yourself and then tell your doctor what you have. Hey, Dr. Z, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is being on the show with you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to get to talk about this topic. I think it's actually an issue that's affecting quite a few people out there.
So what is it? Is it because we have access to the internet now and we can just pop in a question when we do something or we see, you know, a rash on our hand or whatever? Do you think that's what it is? It's the availability and being able to just open-endedly ask questions and dig around ourselves?
I think that's a large part of it. As a society, especially with the advent and growth, the phenomenal growth of the internet, especially in recent years, folks are used to being able to just go and visit Dr. Google, for example, and grab whatever information they need about medicine, or just any of the other sites. So I think we as a society have gotten really used to going and just kind of having instant access to information. And let's face it, people have a difficult time getting in to see their family doctor, and so a lot of people will think, well, heck, I'll go ahead and get some information off the internet clinic there, and then take it from there and see if I even need to go, or heck, I'll just self-diagnose, self-treat, and who needs a doctor, anyway.
Do you have people that come in and when they see you, because you're a family physician, and tell you, okay, here's my symptoms, here's what I found out, this is what I think I have, or are they already trying to pinpoint it for you?
Kate, it's amazing, and I'm seeing an increasing number of patients who are coming prepared with information, handouts, all kinds of things. Now, I applaud people having information, and I really encourage my patients to look things up and try to learn as much about their health as possible. And in a positive sense, I take it as a good thing that people are able to are willing to take control of their health. That's fantastic. But when you're trained as a physician or as a nurse or a chiropractor, whatever the healthcare profession, there's a certain level of basic information, science information, and the like that goes into your training. And so there's a context out there with trained medical professionals. The problem is when people sort of don't have that background, and so they then try to get the information, they kind of plug their symptoms into an app or into a website, and then come up with all these diseases and think that's what they have. So to answer your question, yes, I've had increasing numbers of people coming in actually telling me what they have and what treatment they need, and sometimes they're on the money, but a lot of times they're not.
Isn't there a danger kind of to this too, because isn't partly, I forget what it's called, but there's a thing where you keep thinking, oh, I have cancer, I know I have cancer, I know I have this, where it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy where somebody just continues to think that they have something instead of living. I mean, that's the best way I can put it.
Yes. Yes, and there's there's varying degrees of what you're describing. I'd say hypochondria is probably what we're most familiar with as a society, and these are folks that will take an everyday headache and they catastrophize about that to the point they think they've got a brain tumor, or there's some acid reflux, so they must have stomach cancer. A lot of first year medical students kind of go through this too. So it's kind of called first-year medical student syndrome because people are learning about all kinds of new diseases, and it's, I guess, a natural human tendency to start looking at things and going like, wow, that kind of sounds like me, or, do I have that? So it's certainly a common human experience to think in those terms.
You've got a book called Stop Worrying About Your Health. Tell us about the book.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that. Yes, this is a book that is devoted to the topic of health anxiety, of which I see cyberchondria as one piece of that, one manifestation of that. But there are a lot of people that have an actual mental disorder, a hypochondriasis, hypochondria, and they have all kinds of things, and they really don't function very well in society, and their relationships are ruined and the like. But what I'm focusing on in Stop Worrying About Your Health are the sort of the normal people out there who just worry about their health too much, and we all know them and work with them and have them as family members and the like, but I'm very interested in that sort of normal person that is just overly concerned about their health. They might seem a little eccentric on some things, but they're able to maintain their job and relationships and everything else. So what we do in this book is explore that area, and as well as some solutions for working through some of these issues that come up.
Yeah, what the best thing is, I mean, you're a doctor, and since you're on both sides of this, how do you live a balanced life? How do we do that now?
That's a great question. That's the million-dollar question of the day, Kate. I think, you know, and I'm of the opinion, if you don't have goals, you're never going to reach them. So always a good idea to have goals to shoot for. And I believe that looking at your life and trying to find physical, mental, and spiritual balance is the best approach. Not easy. I go through, and you and I we could talk for hours on this, but I work on my own, my own issues as well as those with patients in terms of, trying to not overdo things. And I think as a society these days, we're overdoing so much. We've got such hectic lifestyles and we're trying to keep up, and there's this information overload, and then you can go to the internet and type in your symptoms and freak yourself out, and, be up all night worrying that you have a cancer, that's really not there, and all that. But I do find that seeking balance, not too little, not too much in various areas of life really is the way to go if you want to find ultimate happiness and fulfillment in life.
I agree with you on the whole goals thing. I think, though, too, what happens is, and maybe this is just me and a lot of the people that I know, and some of them are super successful in whatever they do, and others are trying to get there. There's something about the shiny object. I cannot have enough meetings. I cannot have enough potential of making millions of dollars or whatever it is. It just feels like that to me. All of a sudden, I've noticed this. Really, and being on the air and being a talk show, so I've noticed this more in the last really decade, in the last 5-6 years especially.
Right.
I don't know if that's because I think technology is great in one sense, but technology is brutal in another sense, and I don't know if it's because of that and we're moving so fast or what. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think you've stated it well, and I'll just add. I think there's been really shifts in attitude with people, and I don't know if this is good or not, but it seems to be just increasing competitiveness, increasing sort of, do whatever you have to do to get ahead. And I don't always think that's the best approach. I mean, on the one hand, yes, it's good. You want to work hard, have your goals, and fulfill yourself. But at the same time, you want to keep in mind that, you don't want to be sacrificing your loved ones and time that can be spent with the people you care about. And you don't want to be, slicing other people into bits while you're trying to climb the ladder. There's always this, again, back to this issue of balance. And I think I've seen trends in directions I'm not, too excited about with a lot of folks, but I'm hoping that there's going to be a return to interest in keeping a more balanced perspective on things, including goals and, getting ahead and making $1 million, things like that.
Yeah, I agree with you because, hey, here's not for nothing, Doc, but you make your millions of dollars and then at the end of it you have a heart attack. Well, it's no good anyway. That old saying about you can't take it with you. Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, would you rather get to the end of the line and say, hey, I made $1 million and, had a heart attack, or, hey, I didn't quite make $1 million, but you know what? I spent time with my family. I volunteered at the whatever charity. I took time to listen when my neighbor needed some help. I'd much rather do that. $1 million is great, but I think in life, looking at the larger picture of meaning and purpose is really, really important.
Yep, I agree with you. Dr. Z, what a pleasure. Pick up his book, Stop Worrying About Your Health, and get some balance. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Kate, I look forward to it. You take care, and thanks so much again for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Jimmy Johnson heading for the finish line at Talladega. You believe that's up? We're doing the same here for this Hour of America tonight. One of my favorite new segments that we do here on the show is called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. You gotta love that. All right, Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro, joins us now on the show. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Oh, I'm quite good. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
All right, you're gonna love this first one. So, in Chicago, believe it or not, at the Chicago Deca restaurant and bar in Chicago's Ritz-Carlton Hotel, they've decided, in honor of National Grilled Cheese Month, that they've got the zillion-dollar grilled cheese. They put together this cool grilled cheese sandwich. So here's the deal. If you go, if you and I were to go there, it would cost $100 for that grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, my. $100. I am so not kidding you. Let me tell you what you get for $100. Here's what you get. You get a 40-year-old aged Wisconsin cheddar that's been infused with 24-karat gold flakes. And so that's part of the whole thing with that. Then they've got a thin sliced black ham that's from pigs living primarily in the south of Spain that were allowed to roam free in the pasture eating acorns, and they drizzle it with 100-year-old aged balsamic vinegar. Would you spend $100 on that?
I mean, that sounds glorious. That sounds glorious. Wait, you're not paying? Oh.
Yeah, a $200 lunch just for the sandwiches. Yeah.
No, that's fruits and cheese. That's fruits and cheese.
That's what I think. That's fruits and nuts.
It sounds great. I mean, it's not a $1,000 cheese sandwich. I mean...
Yeah, it's only $100. It's ridiculous. Pigs that roam free? I mean, are you kidding
acorns.
Me?
That's
acorns. They're eating acorns. Mm-hmm. Cheese that's 40 years old. And then my favorite part of this, Nathan, is you have actually 24 karat gold flakes.
Yeah, that kind of blows my mind.
All right, I'm just telling you. Okay, so I agree with you. Fruits and nuts. I think that was a layup. I think it's the first time we've just actually agreed that easily right out of the gate.
Yep.
And you know, rich people, what do? They have nothing to do but blow their money on things like that. I mean, that's insane.
Yep.
I mean, $100, you could give it to somebody on the street. My goodness, they could eat for how long? For weeks, 2 weeks, they could find themselves sandwiches every day at lunch. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to have gold flakes in them, though.
No. And that makes a, I think that makes a huge difference. All right. So let's move to another one. Yet another job search site. It's all about putting your resume out on the internet. But then I wonder, when you know, post these resumes, how many of these jobs, all these places, how many of them actually really give your resume a fair shake? So there's a new one, and a lot of people are actually going through this one because they're tired of the same old, like Monster and Career Builder, the ones we've all heard of. Now there's a new way to search for a job. It's called Indeed. One search, all jobs. And in the last 7 days, Nathan, 603,838 jobs have been put through the Indeed arsenal of people, and they're out there, and you can post your resume. It takes a few seconds, and bada bing, who knows? They collate it all, and they've got lots of stories to tell, they say. So, I don't know. What do you think? Fruits and nuts? Shred it or bingo?
I'll go with a okay kind of bingo, like okay bingo, like real quick, like okay, because
bingo.
You know, use whatever we can do to try to scramble for that cash
wherever you can find a job. So
yes.
Hey, why not post your resume there? If it's just another one of those ho hum sites, and they say they have a gazillion jobs that are there, well, maybe. For
can't
some
hurt.
Reason, your resume
you really can't
hurt. I don't know. See, here's the problem. They're saying, and this is what's so odd. They're saying that, okay, they have these jobs out there, and supposedly they can match you and all this stuff. But then you read, and we've had people on the show, and they'll say, well, you have to be more aggressive. You have to call people. Well, you can never find their phone number. How many jobs have a phone number or a way to get to actually a live person, the person who makes the decision? And I think that's got to be frustrating for people when they're looking for jobs like that.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's on a search type of site or just, hey, welcome to after 2000, basically, so many people are relying on email to get jobs. And it's
that's
just,
what I think.
I mean, a lot of youngsters, that's all they know how to do.
Well,
and
let me
fact,
ask you this.
They do kind of get jobs that way.
Sometimes, but how many jobs have you gotten that way where you didn't know one person, you had no connection? I don't care what job it was. I don't care if you were slinging hash, where you didn't know anyone. How many jobs have you gotten through blind emails like on this Indeed.com?
Yeah, emails, maybe one.
One. Yeah. Okay, isn't this interesting? We have that in common. I got one job that way. It was a side job, and it actually was pretty cool. It was pretty good. It was an Internet Protocol TV thing. Okay. Some people might remember I interviewed O.J. Simpson on this. But for, it was good. It was good for whatever, for a year. And that was through an email, no connection. Until once we made the connection. But otherwise, I would just like you, it was just one job, that's it. Out of however many, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. We had the same experience. Okay, next one. A star cluster thrown out of a galaxy at a speed of more than 2 million miles an hour. Let me explain. Astronomers say they've discovered this cluster that was pushed out in the direction of Earth at the speed I just mentioned, 2 million miles an hour. The cluster named HVGC1 originated in the M87 galaxy and is expected to endlessly drift through space, rocketing through the voids between other galaxies. So is this fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
The only reason I am saying shredded, because I like space and all of the possibilities, is because there are so many other possibilities. There are so many other little planets and almost galaxies careening through other galaxies and universes. So, shred it.
Shred it. All right, I'll say shred it too because I like space as well. One of the coolest things I ever did, I'm going to tell every single person listening to me, if you ever find yourself near Marfa, Texas, it's near Big Ben. It's not so easy to get to, but it is so cool. McDonald Observatory is there, and you can see things that will blow your mind. I mean, it blew my mind. I just was shocked at what I saw looking through the telescopes in the dark, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, and seeing stars that were a gazillion miles away and having some astronomer explain it to me and seeing the rings around Saturn up close and the holes in the moon. It was very, very cool. And they told me about these clusters, so I think it's cool. I think it's very neat that, what HVGC stands for, by the way, is Hypervelocity Globular Cluster. And they found this with a telescope in Arizona after they were spending years studying the space around it. So to me, that's so cool. It's the story behind the story. So I'm going to agree with you. Well, that was a lot of fun. So we'll do it again next week. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.